right to live with. He's all right to walk with. He's all right to talk with. Say yeah, yeah.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana, Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised word of God. Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalms number 119 and verse 105. Psalms number 119 and verse 105. And there are 14 words in the text, and they read as follows. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in his presence. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Doesn't sound like it's a whole lot in this verse, but it is laden with principles. It's clear that the psalmist is making a personal declaration of the worthiness of the word of God in his life. And it's important to understand, my brothers and sisters, as we look at these words in the text, to understand that there are principles by which the psalmist is dealing with and speaking from that will be helpful for us to understand so that we might have the conviction that he does in declaring, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, when we look at thy word, he's clear to make sure that he didn't say my word, but rather thy word, God's word. Why is this important? He wants to establish that he has surrendered and submitted to the authority of God's word. God's word representing information, inspiration, and all that is necessary to help reveal the thoughts of God to mankind. It is in his word as a manual to direct us and give us understanding to make it through this life successfully. It is God's word that he honors, the very utterance of God, that reality that God himself has spoken, that even though heaven and earth will pass away, not one jot or tittle of God's word will ever pass away. And he recognizes thy word, meaning that God has the first and the last word. Meaning that God is not a man that he should lie. Meaning that God's word is stable, stout, and strong. Understanding that God's word has his character and integrity wrapped up in this word. Understanding that God's word framed this word, this world. His word speaks, men live. His word speaks, men die. His word speaks, worlds exist. His word speaks, worlds cease to exist. It's all in the power of his word. And so it's because of his word by which the psalmist speaks here that he declares the worth of the word. And may I say to you that he recognizes that wisdom is in God's word. If you want wisdom, you've got to ask God for it. And guess what God will do? He will lead you to his word. Because inclusive of his word is his wisdom that he has poured into his word. So if you want to understand how God feels about a matter, what God thinks about a matter, or where God stands on a matter, it's found in his word. Thy word. Now, listen at what he goes on to say, because when we understand again this word, we recognize that the wisdom of God's word is also the key to helping us to work God's word. To work God's word. So here's what we realize when we look at what wisdom dictates through the word of God. That his word is a lamp, which means to glisten. It's a little light, a shimmering light, a small light. But notice, it's literally to give illumination to the steps that one takes, step by step by step. Amen. The lamp in Eastern days was a lantern that they would hold down by their side that would light their way so that they were able to see where they were going. And so the lamp did something very special for them. The lamp guarded them, listen, against stepping in a place that was not secure or safe. So when you begin to understand, thy word is a lamp and illumination that keeps me from stepping in an insecure and unsafe place, it's because it gives me enough illumination, enough light to see where to place my foot. As I put one foot in front of the other, not to step in the quicksand, not to step in a pitfall, not to step on, you know, some object that could cause me to stumble. It's because of the light illumination that I get from the lamp, the Word of God, to be able to see how to transition from one place to the other safely and securely, with the ability to understand that it is well on the path that I'm taking. God's word is so powerful that it will help you to transition from wherever you are, whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, whatever uncertainties you have. It'll teach you how to walk step by step, placing your foot firmly in a secure and a safe place so that you don't make a mistake and stumble and hurt yourself or kill yourself. People have fallen because they could not see where they were stepping at. Have you ever gone through your own house and the lights were out, or you didn't want to turn on the lights, and maybe something fell on the floor? If you have children or grandchildren, maybe they left a toy and you didn't see it and you stepped on it and it caused you to stumble, if not made you fall. How many times when you have gone through places that you're not sure of, you have been very cautious to move fast because you didn't know where you were stepping at, and you kind of wanted to feel your way because there wasn't enough light for you to see if the next step was a safe step. But God's word gives illumination so that you can understand how to make your next step. Your next step is also considered and connected with the wisdom of the word that helps us to make daily decisions. Daily decisions. You see, what you don't understand is every decision has consequences connected to it. So that means I need illumination. I need to be able to see enough to make the right decision so that when I make that decision, I can have the right consequences. And God's word does that for me. He says, listen, his word is a lamp unto my feet. I can't speak for nobody else. But his word helps me to make the right decisions, make me make the right steps, help me to make the right decisions so that I can end up where I'm trying to get to. And that's what the lamp does for the believer. It's important to understand that that little light is enough for you. Might not be for the people behind you, on the side of you, around you, but it is enough for you. That's why you've got to be responsible and accountable for yourself, for knowing the word, studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, so that when you make a decision, so that when you do a thing, so that when you make a step, it's all in the right direction and it's all with the right ability to be guarded from those things that could destroy you. Notice here again, not only does the lamp keep me from stumbling, but he says, and a light unto my path. So not only does the lamp keep me from stumbling, but the light keeps me from straying. Listen at this. The light is connected with sunlight. It's connected with greater light. In other words, the lamp is personal illumination. But the greater light that's on the path is for revelation. It's for more than just this minute and this moment. It's connected with the path on the way to my destiny. You see, the light that I have on my path is taking me beyond the place of my home or of my protected ground and area. It is now opening me up to the public arena, and God provides enough light so that I can not only see where I'm going, but I can also see what's coming my way. How many times at night have you been driving and you've run into things, or things have run out in the road that you didn't see until it got right there on you because you didn't have enough light illuminate all around you? But in the daytime, how many times have you avoided an accident because you saw what was coming that didn't see you coming? How many times were you able to look ahead and see somebody coming in your lane where you were able to avoid hitting somebody because they veered over or were not paying attention to what they were doing, and because you were able to see them, you avoided them from hitting you? Illumination and revelation are both needed for you to walk successfully in this life. And see, the people of God don't understand that you can't make it in this world without illumination and revelation from God successfully. See, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Why? Because he has no revelation on the path that he's on. How many times, because of the light of the word, you made some bad decisions? And God showed you, before you got too far up the road, you better turn back. He told you, you better get off of this path. This is not the right path. He made it clear to you that the path that you were going on was leading to destruction. And my brothers and my sisters, the light, the revelation of the word of God comes for the path that's connected with your destiny. You see, a lot of folk don't understand how God works and how God operates. And because they don't understand it, they miss the principles of the word. Romans chapter 15 verse 4 makes clear that the things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. Let me say that again, because I don't think you understand it. What is written in the word of God has been written before this time so that you can learn from what everybody in this word went through, so you don't have to go through it to get what they got. If you will just pick up from the lessons that were taught through the word of God, then you don't have to go through every trial, every tribulation, every situation to come to yourself. If you learn from the prodigal son, then you don't have to go to the hog pen to come to yourself. You can recognize long before you get there, if I keep going down this path, it's going to lead to my destruction. Or if I learn how to operate according to the principles of God's word, then I have an expectation that I will be blessed like the people in the word were blessed. You see, the reason why they and their stories are in the word of God is because God wants us to learn from what they've experienced. Listen, we save a whole lot of time, trouble, pain, heartache, etc., if we just let the Word show us the right way. If the Word shows us the right way, then we don't have to waste time with trial and error. We can recognize that, notice again, with patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope. What's the hope for? The hope is that through patience, in other words, recognizing that God wrote all of this so that I could learn it. So let me be patient enough to learn it. Let me also, while I'm being patient, take comfort in the fact of who said it. God's not a man that he should lie. If he said this, I can believe this. And if I believe this, I will receive this, because that's what his Word teaches me. And so I've got hope that everything is going to be all right because God has said so in his Word. It may not be all right now, but if I just be patient and take comfort in the Scripture that God's working this thing out, because he said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So I begin to realize even this bad stuff that has happened to me is working for my good. Every lie that's been told on me, every backbiter and backstabber, every bad thing, every damnable thing that has happened to me, God's taking that and he's working it out for my good. I may not see right now how he's doing it, but I know in the end I win. I might cry right now because weeping may endure for a night. But the comfort of the Scripture says, joy cometh in. I just got to hold on till the morning light. And everything, will be all right. Now listen at this. There's one more thing I want to share with you, and then I'm going to close. We see that the Word is there by way of the lamp to keep us from stumbling. And the light is there to keep us from straying, going off of the path and staying on the right path. God letting us and allowing us. You see, when you have visions and dreams, and when God gives you an insight, a rhema word, a revelation of things to come, it may be a long way off, but the reason he gives you that is to help you understand it's a preview of coming attractions. Have you ever been to the movie and it's January now, and they show you a preview of what's coming out in December 2016? And you're like, this is just January. Why are you showing me about? Because it's a preview. They just want to whet your appetite. They want to put it in the recesses of your mind to get ready to see that, so you'll know that something's being worked up about that. And God is just trying to let you know he hadn't forgotten about you. What he promised you, he's still going to perform. He hadn't forgotten what he said to you. Just understand, it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but it will come, because he cannot lie. And every now and then, he just gives you another trailer. Another preview you didn't see before. Showing you another aspect of that dream, of that vision, of that promise that he made to you. And it's all on your path. You got to keep going down the path to get to it. Well, If the word keeps us from stumbling, and if it keeps us from straying, then we can surmise that the word sets us up on the path of success. Do you realize that God's word is designed to set us on the path of success? That's the reason for the lamp and the daily decisions. And the reason for the light, for the decisions that affect my destiny. But it's also to set me up for success. Setting me on the right path to success is God's job. Following the path to success is my job. See, so I can't blame God when he has set me up for success and I ain't got sense enough to follow the path. I'm talking to somebody in the house today. Some of your dreams won't come true, not because God won't do it, but because you won't go down the path that he's provided for you. He's already worked out, customized your course. And you're so busy looking at other folk's course and wondering about their path that you miss the path God has prepared for you. Wondering why he ain't do this for me on that path. You don't even know what he's got for you because you ain't even paying attention to your own path. You looking at the grass being greener on the other side. When God is saying, listen, I've got you in green pastures. But you've got to continue down the path. Look at what Joshua 1 and 8 says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That, listen, here is the whole point of that. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. And then thou shalt have good success. Lord, y'all ain't hearing me yet. It goes back to the word. If I'm going to have good success, it's got to start with the word. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community, KAYT. Hey, this is Attorney Ingrid F. Johnson. Thank you for joining.